This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Yeah.
You think that's still the strangest thong?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's okay. No easier. I tried four different ways how to do this. Here we go. Harvard Law just getting to Yale versus I like Bush. Which is vaguely political.
Which one?
President?
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's open to interpretation. I feel like I would be most jarred if I saw this. I'm like, oh, is that like a grooming thing? You pulled a thong back, cleanly shaved. So I don't know what to think.
I still don't think anything is weirder than Harvard Law at the moment.
All right.
Yeah. I disagree, actually.
Oh. Really? I mean, it's another edition of the HeadGum Podcast with a very special guest, Andrew Pyle.
Thanks for having me.
You were just saying that you have some news you wanted to share?
No, it's actually private information that I wanted to leave off the show.
That's what you said. I thought you said leave on the show. I thought you said leave the news.
No, no. That's why I said it before we had started recording.
Okay, well, it's just sometimes you like plant ideas that we can like kind of call back to, so... Casey Donahue on the sax, Marika Brownlee on the facts. We've got a split party today, down the party line in a way, because we've got two hardcore Republicans in the studio. We've got two hardcore Republicans in the studio. Casey Donahue, look at his face.
What?
Take a screenshot. And then we've got some good old progressive liberals.
I'm a registered independent.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh.
You can register as independent?
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
Yeah.
So it's on the record.
You like when things are on the record. Is that fair to say?
Sometimes.
Okay, so...
I prefer if some things stay...
Avenue, I think we should say.
Avenue?
Is that not where you live?
No.
Oh. Marika, what time is it there?
5:56.
And then Pyle, where is it where you are?
It is, yeah, it's about 5:56.
Pyle, why does it look like there's snow behind you?
That's grass.
I think it's just the light. I'm in the basement, so it's very bright out.
This is a very special edition of the episodes. Is that fair to say?
I guess that's fair.
I don't know, man.
Welcome to... Casey, what do you think this is going to be?
Well... Wow, I'm coming in real hot on my own headphones. Well, I know that Anya said that you requested us specifically.
It's the study hall episode.
Of course.
It's the study hall episode, man. We're going to brush up on some topics that not a lot of people have studied.
Is that why you're dressed like an English teacher?
A cool English teacher.
Thanks, Pyle. Yeah. Although a compliment from you is sort of like an insult from anyone else. That is exactly why I went with the professorial vibe, right?
Can you explain why us?
Why y'all? Y'all are the most studious amongst us.
Is that true?
You think Brad Hill could handle this shit? He's always climbing.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Joel?
Brad Hill is like a Kerouac mountain climbing Dharma bum, all right? He can't handle actually grinding, actually studying shit.
Okay, you agree? Okay.
Joel is busy. He's more of like an athlete. He's not so much a mathlete. And if he was a studier, he would be a mathlete because he's sort of more a STEM guy, right? He's not so much into the humanities, I would say. And he does. He kind of lacks a certain humanity, we should say.
Sure.
Sure.
Sure, or you agree. Don't just say sure. Say I agree.
I agree with part of it.
Pyle, how long did it take you to get your master's?
I don't have a master's.
Then why did we get him on the show?
I don't know. Why are you asking me?
I don't know. We haven't had him on for a long time. People are requesting him. I don't know. He's sort of my foil.
You're requesting me?
Well, nobody really, but people were making fun of you.
Well,
no, we said something on the last week's episode. We mentioned you, and then somebody commented Andrew Pyle. So I was like, oh, we should get Pyle back on the show, right?
Last week's episode?
Friday.
We scheduled this before that went live.
What is this show if we're not doing the study hall theme?
Why are we listening to this
music?
This
is ambient music to study to.
I feel like people are now kind of on the lo-fi beats.
You want lo-fi beats?
Yeah, to chill like and study to, yeah.
Lo-fi hip-hop radio beats to relax / study to. You guys happy now?
Yeah.
Because y'all look pretty forlorn.
Can we turn it down actually a little bit?
Yeah, I can't hear anything.
God. How's that?
Hello?
I'd say even a little lower.
Lower than that?
Yeah.
This is not how a study hall is supposed to begin.
Well, it's ambient music.
I never had study hall.
You never had a free period?
No, I had classes every period.
So that's why you're on the show.
Okay.
That's why you're on the show. Because you took advantage of every block you had.
Yeah, try to get as many credits
as possible. Just 1 second. Okay. Just 1 second. To better yourself. Mm-hmm. To soak the sponge of your brain in the fiery spum of joy and wisdom.
Ugh.
What?
A fiery spum?
No, it's like a cum rag.
Yeah.
My brain? It is.
Yes, because it's so absorbent. Let's just get into the study, right?
Yeah, please.
All right, let's start things off with a wiki roulette. All right, so this is like Russian roulette, but instead of a bullet, it's sort of like knowledge. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah, I feel like we missed an act of the show.
You think this should be like after the break? What do you guys want? You want to relax and just chat? Pyle, what the fuck is up?
Keep going.
Update that Pyle had, he doesn't want to talk about. What else has happened?
Well,
when was the last time you were at Rosie's General?
It's been a while.
Marika's giving us the wrap it up hand gesture.
I have a limited amount of time because my wife is getting a master's.
In?
And so she has class
in
an hour, so I need to watch
the kid. I just cut to black on the... I didn't know you could
That's
do
awesome.
That. What about a still? Mm. Nope, we can't do that. What's she getting her master's in?
Because Jeff could not figure out his...
Not Jeff could not
technology.
Figure out how his... This shit actually didn't work.
Yeah, we called Anya in here and she couldn't figure it out either.
Well, that was the most hellish sound check I've ever been at.
Sound check.
It's just
this isn't the rock and roll hour.
It's just plugging and unplugging wires.
Is. We're listening to music.
Between that, just explosions and claps, test stuff.
Paola he was using
Carosella.
The worst. What?
Is an Italian Argentine cook, businesswoman, executive, and celebrity chef currently based in Brazil. Paola was born in Argentina, the daughter of a middle-class family. Her paternal and maternal...
We're just reading Wikipedia pages?
And we'll comment on this shit! It's study hall,
Pyle. Is this a game?
Is this a game? Do you think studying is a game?
Sometimes.
Wow, where'd you go to school?
It can be.
FSU?
If you're studying to be on Jeopardy.
Okay, well, that's not what's happening. It's actually a study hall. Where'd you go?
School.
Oh.
Massachusetts College of Art and Design.
MASTI?
Mass Art...
This is so not a good episode already.
Why do I think you went to Emerson?
A lot of people think I went to Emerson because I went to college in Boston and studied film. And most people in LA who study film in college in Boston went to Emerson.
That's fair.
Let's just catch up before we dive into the studies.
Are you keeping
points? It's not
points?
A game. No, there's no point. What the point?
So you were just reading a Wikipedia page to us?
And then we can discuss.
Okay.
Have you ever been in a class?
What's that?
Or studied. Have you ever been in a class or studied?
I was enrolled.
Because usually they say don't use Wikipedia for information.
That was a decade ago, Marika.
Also, study hall is usually... Quiet.
Yeah.
Okay, then let's be
stuff,
quiet.
Not...
See how that good is for audio. See how good that is for audio. Right? This is why we need the study hall. You guys didn't dress up at all. Look at Pyle.
I'm dressed up.
No, you didn't tell me anything about what was
Are those
happen.
From Hay? Are those glasses from Hay?
I'm wearing new socks.
I don't think so.
Hay?
Hay! Oh, H-A-Y!
I thought you meant these. I was like, Hay doesn't sell glasses for your face.
Well, you know what? For once, Mariko is the one who's mistaken, right?
I don't know.
Maybe that's why we should brush up on some of our knowledge.
Can you turn off this music?
You said lo-fi hip-hop radio.
I just want it gone.
You want no music.
No music.
She was introduced to the kitchen by her grandmother. What's her name again? Paola Carosella.
Paola Carosella.
Not Paola. How did you get on this page? How did you land on this page?
Paola.
Yeah.
Paola. Carosella.
Carosella. She was a judge on MasterChef Brazil.
No.
No, what?
Why is it important that we learn about Paola Carosella?
Marika, you're on a trivia team. You're actually on a damn good trivia team that I was on for a semester.
You were on for like two nights, but we've been winning a lot recently.
Yes. And how else do you learn knowledge by just fucking reading random shit on the internet?
Yeah, not this
What do you want to read a book?
I guess.
Sure.
I could.
Really?
Have you ever read a book?
I don't really like reading books, but
I did do that.
What book?
Most recently?
Yeah.
I read Slouching Towards Bethlehem. Have you guys read that?
No.
Joan Didion Pyle?
Yeah, Joan Didion, of course.
It's a great book. White Album is better though.
That's the only Joan Didion book I've
read. These ambient pauses.
In the middle of answering.
What
your
are you
comment.
Looking? Like, where are you looking, Jeff?
People don't understand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9
but
screens.
Why not just look at your computer?
9 screens.
Oh, look here. You guys are there. So I'm
There's
looking
a behind you too.
Here.
But we're not on your screen.
Your screen. Your screen has
your screen
you behind you.
Head.
Yeah. Should we just scrap
insane.
The shit? People love the Lunch and Learn. People said, oh, Jeff, when he does a theme, the episodes are good. So I said, let me put on a jacket. Let me study up on some knowledge. Soak
study your
the
reading.
Dry sponge of my brain in the boiling hot spum of
Why can't we play a trivia game?
Oh, really?
Okay,
let's
do
that. Let's play a trivia game. All right, online trivia games.
Oh boy,
the ultimate online trivia quiz.
Oh, okay.
Okay, or let's play.
Let's play. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Do you guys want to do general knowledge or just history? Or
yeah, general knowledge.
Okay, because we can also do entertainment, science and nature, food and drink, geography, or dictionary. So I don't know which one's sparking joy.
General knowledge.
Reporting for duty. Was that? Okay. In the 1995 Robin Williams flick, what was Jumanji?
A board game.
Okay. Didn't even have to list out the answers. Smartass. 19 points for some reason. Weird scoring system. The headlands that flank the entrance to the Straits of Gibraltar, not the Rock, were once called the Pillars. Of what? A, Apollo. B, Olympus. C, Hercules. Or D, Zeus.
I like the Olympus. Ring of Pillars of Apollo. That sounds nice. I'm going to go with that.
Okay. Do you guys want to change the answer? It's majority rules, obviously. So unless you guys
I
all
kind
have
of like
different
Zeus.
Answers. Then. What's that?
I kind of like Zeus.
Zeus?
And I like Olympus.
Right. I'm going to switch to Olympus.
I'm going
to
say Olympus. That was incorrect.
What was it?
It was Hercules. So
that was my second.
By the way, it doesn't just say you're wrong on here. It actually just you have to guess it until you get it right. And if you guess it fourth, you get 3 points instead of 19 first.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Or this is awesome.
This isn't awesome.
This is good.
I don't think this is awesome.
What do you guys want? Just wax?
It is better than reading. You reading us a
Which
Wikipedia page.
Joan starred in the 2007 film No Country for Old Men.
Which
Tommy Lee.
Joan?
Tommy Lee Jones is correct.
Oh, Jones.
Which I also Jones? Heard Joan.
Which of these is not a type of kiss? I think Pyle might want to sit this one out. Not necessarily your expertise. A, Eskimo. B, Butterfly. C, Harness. D, French. I'm going to go out on, no, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that they're all kisses. Because if you kiss, you know, if somebody's like strapped up, right? Ready to peg Ferris Manchi, he could sort of give a smooch to the harness.
Sure.
Marika, is that ever is that a power you've ever harnessed?
I think harness because
harness
it's not
is right, the right answer.
Yeah.
According
how
to
how many points did we get?
We got 12 for that one for some reason. I don't understand this at all.
I think it's timing.
Okay.
Because Casey answered fast for the first one.
According to the 2012 CIA World Factbook, which country has the highest life expectancy with nearly 94 years for females? A.
Denmark.
That's not an.
Greenland.
Greenland? It's Malaysia, Morocco, Monaco, or Madagascar. It's definitely Monaco.
I'm going to say Monaco.
I said Monaco is 10 points, so.
Yeah. Because there's like no one there.
What was the top rated US TV show?
And they're all rich.
For the 1990 to 1991 season.
Friends. Seinfeld.
Friends was not it. Cheers was it. This sucks. What
You're
are you guys
not
doing?
Saying the answers, the options.
You know what? We got to figure this shit out.
Just find the difference.
I was so certain you had something planned.
This
for
was
us.
The plan. This
I
was the
plan. Why, what were you plugging 10 things in?
What do you mean? That's what we have to
it
do.
It took a half hour
Kyle,
to get this set up.
Kyle, you've never been to the LA studio in this modern iteration, in the post-Chef Kevin era, all right? He's fucked
Don't
this whole thing
Don't put this
up.
On Chef
really?
Kevin.
No, I love him as a person. What is this?
I'm taking a video from what it looks like over here.
Listen, we got
to
figure this episode out.
You
I
can
I'm,
see.
I resent the implication
the
that I'm the only reason why episodes are bad, right? You guys are bringing the ice today, not the heat.
Good.
Not a game, but the ice. What about thing areas of expertise that you guys are already versed in? What do you guys want to fucking wax about, tell me about? Let's spread some knowledge that's already soaked into the sponges of our brain, the warm soapy goodness.
It sounds like I had the best idea for what this episode could be,
which is
was
dueling,
commandeer it
yeah.
and do my show that I host with you guys.
Let's do that so we don't have to record tomorrow.
And then just put it on both feeds.
Why don't you try to
piss
commandeer
off everybody?
I feel like tension is what this episode is missing, right? Uh-huh. Because you guys are all on the same team.
I don't think it,
I'm with
well,
you guys.
I don't know.
Right? We're all kind of on the same team. So what if it was sort
of us are.
All of us are.
Sure.
I like your question about what knowledge do we all have to share? Like if we all had a PowerPoint party.
Okay, right? And then we can all like sort of try to teach the three of us.
I've never done one of those PowerPoint parties. They seem fun.
They seem, yeah, I've never done one of those. Those seem fun.
What is that?
Like everyone.
It's like a new form of party for performative
nerds. It's like a new
form
of party. Marika doesn't get invited to these. You can tell from the timbre.
So what, you like
teach
everybody
something?
That's crazy.
She isn't getting invited to them. I think she'd be great at it.
Yeah.
Pyle, have you read Ada by Nabokov?
No.
Fuck you guys.
What have you then? Tell us about it, Jeff.
I learned a fact yesterday.
I just started it. I'm 49 pages into this shit.
Pyle learned a fact yesterday.
What's the fact? What's the fact?
Do you want me to put it in the form of a trivia question?
What is this? No, just tell us. Pyle always gets.
What is this? It's literally a trivia show so far. So I was kind of trying to.
I'm feeling bad in this moment because every episode Pyle's done in the last year and a half has been a nothing burger.
It's totally true.
I used to blame it on him, but now
episode,
I think it's my fault.
The worst episode ever, part four. This is all your fault. I'm on it again.
Me?
Yeah.
Study hall.
Why was the word hello invented? What was it invented for?
I'm guessing it has something to do with, like, you know how you wave to show that you don't have any weapons? It's something like that. Like
it was invented for the telephone.
So you
People
could call someone and tell
it.
Them you don't have any weapons?
The word hello was, like, pretty much not in use until a telephone came around.
How do you guys all answer the phone? Let's start with Casey.
Hello?
Marika?
Hello?
Pyle?
Hello?
Never mind.
Never mind.
Wait, what word?
We went through all of them except you.
Yours was great. Marika's was great.
Hello as the word.
I didn't say that. I said, hello. How do you answer
Alexander
the phone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
No. Yeah. But
his
guess
wife.
What his idea was, what word he wanted to use.
Howdy.
Ahoy.
Was
he wanted to answer the
good.
Phone and say ahoy.
That was funny. Wait, say that again, Casey.
Who does he think he is? Amir Blumenfeld?
Get him. Get his ass.
Drag him. Casey, keep going. What else do you hate about Amir?
Oh, he just says ahoy anytime
he
greets anybody.
Or ahoy hoy.
Yeah, ahoy hoy, yeah.
More.
And then he asks how I'm doing.
Not the sequence of events when you run into his ass.
Uh-huh.
Name some complaints about the old boss, man. Big balls, man. You guys know that song?
No.
No.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Kyle, do you consider yourself part of the chop?
That's Jeff's.
Do you consider yourself?
And that's why I said it was better.
Wow.
Yours is better.
We're going to name the show Jeff Couldn't Get a Word in Edgewise at the Hands of Marty.
I love that. I actually really love that.
It'd be really good if we.
And I think that we should just continue. Yeah. If we continue talking about things that we're really knowledgeable about, he can't really like edge himself in. You know what I mean?
You don't think I have a knowledge base? You don't think I have a wide stance when it comes to my brain?
Well, I think that no, but also, if it's something so niche, you wouldn't necessarily be able to like get a word
sand
in
art.
Edgewise. Sand art?
Sand art. Does anybody know about that? I haven't done it. I'm asking. I want to learn.
Yeah, one time
you put layers
I
of sand in a like a,
in a bag.
I guess you could do it in a bag.
You can do it in a bag where it hangs and then it like draws stuff.
Yeah.
That kind of sand art.
Would you describe it as testicular at that point?
No.
No.
No. Pyle, do you consider yourself top brass at HeadGum?
I guess so.
I feel like if you go down, the ship goes down.
I don't have to?
So I think I you like have
if you go to. Down, the ship to, goes yeah. down with you, is what I was saying. Because you oh, built yes, the whole
that's
tech
probably
platform.
The case.
That got us the funding. I mean, Angel and Series A, we should say. None of that happens without Andrew Pyle. And we rag on him a lot. But I think he's actually a pretty cool guy.
Who are you talking
Thanks. About? Where are you going with this?
I'm not going anywhere. I was just trying to give you your daps, your dues. So
thank you. Appreciate
I'm
it.
Asking. Maybe. So you do consider yourself top brass.
Why are you setting me up for this? Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe we should stop complimenting him because he got a big head really quickly. I gave him one compliment and he's like, yeah, I'm kind of top brass. Yeah.
Well, you keep saying it over and over again. It's just kind of like I feel suspicious.
What do you think? The hammer's going to drop at some point?
I guess. I don't know. You're going to.
Why does everyone feel shaky around me?
I think you put people off.
Off or on edge? Because that's two different
Both.
Things.
Both.
Both.
It's not.
Off of the edge.
What is it?
Into the cliff.
Not on stable ground.
Off the cliff.
Yeah. You don't think I'm a grounded guy? What's not grounded
kind of
about
build a house. You kind of build a house with no foundation.
How so? I don't understand. I genuinely want to know.
Or you rip the foundation from under it.
People move houses.
Like with this...
People
with this episode,
rip the
example.
Foundation up, put the house on a truck, and drive to the next location. Plant it in a
yeah, but they're
location.
Not living in it on the truck.
What else? What else can I be better at? You're saying that I need to give people solid.
I don't think we need to teach you anything.
There's nothing I could teach you
because you don't have the knowledge base.
I don't think any of my knowledge can help you in any way.
Yeah.
Okay. What if I did have the real estate mentally?
For knowledge?
For bettering myself.
You referred to
How
a
do you
brain
better yourself,
as being
Jeff?
The same as a cum rag about 10 minutes ago, so I don't really know if you do.
Useful, absorbent, and I use it every day.
Jeff, how do you better yourself?
I try to surround myself with people that are better than me. That's why this episode specifically is a little difficult.
So you leech off of... you leech off of people.
Leech or I'm a part of a community? It's all about how you spin this
community
shit.
Of leeches?
No. Two solid guys.
The community
gender neutral. And one leech. Two gender neutral solid gangs. And then
solid
pile.
Gangs. So that's a lot of people, actually. Are they rival gangs?
I don't know. I'm trying to make it so that...
What is this show?
What is this show? That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to make myself more presentable to y'all so that you guys feel more comfortable sharing. Pyle hasn't lowered his shoulders for a decade. And I feel like the last 2.5 years of that is me.
Lowered my shoulders? What do you mean?
Yeah, you're tense. You're
is that
hunched.
Restoration Hardware behind you?
The couch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is, actually.
Top brass.
It might be.
Top ass brass.
It's my mother-in-law's.
I didn't know that. So when I said top brass just now, I thought you paid for the couch
yourself.
And I did learn something.
You learned something about
him. We never talk about you guys, right? How you guys could be better? Pyle, how has the company not IPO'd, man? That's on your ass.
Well, I don't think we're big enough for an IPO. You need to be pretty large generally.
Then a fucking sale to like iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Radio, Apple. Cash out, man.
Yeah.
You're saying you want to move to Massachusetts. Real estate there is pretty expensive compared to the Hudson Valley.
Is that true?
Actually, the property taxes are a lot lower in Massachusetts than here.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. Part of the reason I'm looking.
I think something you could learn, Jeff, is like, you'll talk about people and then incorrectly, but you make them correct you and then you kind of look the fool.
I don't look the fool because, you know.
So maybe you just like ask them a question.
The wisest man in the room knows how much he doesn't know, right? So for me to come in here and be vulnerable with you guys, for me to be like, teach me, better help. And to talk to Pyle about his finances, to learn about his vision for the company, I think is me being open, me being vulnerable. I don't see how that's not grounded.
I don't think you're learning. I think you're just kind of
growing
filling his mouth with words.
That's not me filling his mouth with words. This is me filling his mouth with words. I'm Andrew Pyle, and I support the death penalty.
Do you?
Me?
pile.
Yeah. And I don't think you should pay any property taxes. Forget lower.
Yeah, that's me to a T. I mean, if you know anything about me, you know I hate taxes and that minor offenders should be put to death. Yeah. Is kind of my two main things.
A way to describe your life is death and taxes in Red Hook, New York.
That's kind of my whole platform, actually.
Yeah. What are your policies, Jeff?
No phones.
In study hall.
Let's start there. Let's see if it sparks joy or wisdom, and then we'll maybe do it for in perpetuity.
So no phones ever.
Not in study hall, not at the dinner table, and definitely not in the presence of anyone that I'm uncomfortable with, because you never know what they might say.
You don't want to be on a phone in the presence of someone you're uncomfortable with?
Yeah, you know how you're
like... That's literally what you just said.
I know, but I don't stand by it. You're asking me, putting me on the spot for my fucking platform. I don't fucking know. I don't want to be in politics. I did have an idea to become the Nuwaran ambassador to the U.S.
What does that mean?
Is it not clear? I thought that
Is
was...
Is that personal. A place?
Noir? Nuara?
Like film noir?
I don't even know if it is.
You could film noir. Maybe that would be part of my ambassadorship. But basically, there's this tiny island off the coast of Australia called Noir. Nuara. Mm-hmm. I'm already forgetting it. Nuara. N-U-A-R-A. You don't know?
This is the first time I'm hearing about it.
Study hall.
Yeah, and, we're learning so much.
Yeah.
So it's this tiny little island off the coast of Australia. It's one of the smallest countries in the world. They don't have a lot of money. They don't have a lot of connections. Neither do I. Right? So I think it's a perfect fit. And I'm obviously not going to be a U.S. ambassador to anywhere, but I'd love to become a diplomat. And I feel like Nuara to the U.S. is my best chance, because I know people like Pyle. He's rich. I know people like Marika, diversity. And I know people like Amir, who's kind of famous.
That's, yeah.
How's
I think your
called?
Resume looks great.
N-U-A-R-A, I want to say.
N-A-U-R-U. This is the first I'm ever hearing about it.
Do you guys support my ambassadorship? Because then if I have a son...
Are you ambassador for HeadGum there or the United States?
Because
all the connections you named were people at HeadGum.
I also know Shackle.
She also works at HeadGum.
Yeah, but she's married to a chef. Now we're starting to get into like the Gordon Ramsay territory. I'm sure he's done a fucking stint with Ramsay.
I looked up the place, and the first thing that came up was its immigration detention center, which has 2.5 stars on Google reviews.
That's not bad for a detention center, though.
Anyway, down the middle. Australia was sending people? Wasn't this like a big thing during COVID?
It's really sad,
like,
actually.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Australia, I think this is my theory, they still have not escaped that, you know, inception story of like...
The British
making Australia one big
criminals.
Prison. Yeah. So they, you know, trauma begets trauma, and they fucking did it tomorrow.
Yeah, hurt people.
Exactly right. So I think that I can increase peaceful negotiations between Australia and Noir.
I have another fact about South Pacific Island that we can do.
All right. Serious.
Okay. Trivia. Tuvalu, I think, is the name of the island.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny island in the South Pacific. I think it was joining the UN or something, and they needed to pay, like, $100,000 to do it, and they didn't have it. How did they raise the money to join the UN?
Kickstarter.
Kickstarter is good.
Indiegogo.
I'm going to
say Indiegogo.
Oh, fuck.
They sold their domain name, .tv.
For how much?
I don't know. Enough to join the UN, I guess.
At least.
Tuvalu.tv?
I think it's Tuvalu is the name of the country.
Freebie was supposed to be Tuvalu.
.tv.
Yeah.
Smart.
It's not Tuvalu. Really smart, it's HBO.
Jackbox.tv, right? When's the next HeadGum game night? It's sort of a study hall in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
I got left out last time. I don't
left
know
out? You're never around.
I saved
right
you
right
from
now,
having
to
host the game.
Person that's never on the podcast that we do together. The main person on the cover art has not been in most of the episodes.
I'll be there tomorrow at 11
Drag
a.m.
Drag him.
That's in poor taste.
Drag him.
I don't think I've talked to you in 6 months.
People love to keep saying that I don't actually work at the company because I'm a contractor. So that's my scapegoat in this conversation, is I don't actually work here.
Yeah.
Self-employed. 1099.
Do you like that?
Self-employed. No, it actually makes my taxes really difficult, and yeah, getting an apartment's tough because they make me show
it
my
sucks.
Whole W-2.
It's
or
really
not
rough
W-2, W-9.
In Los Angeles,
I don't
like that.
Know. Yeah.
Did it for years, and then I started working here.
Well, I don't... I lose my health care in November. So I'll try to just do Cal Health.
Yeah, I did that for a while. Yeah. I broke my hip. Didn't really get a...
Skateboarding or
skateboarding.
Sex?
Skateboarding.
Okay. Scapegoating, you said?
Skateboarding.
Just wondering who you threw under the bus. Anything else?
Broke his hip getting thrown under the bus.
Let's just fucking cut our losses. This is an awful episode.
This is all your fault.
No, it's not. I brought this jacket.
Yeah,
this study hall. We were going to do random Wikipedia pages. Different guests might have liked this. You know who I think would have liked this?
Brad?
Yeah.
There's no way he would have.
Pyle, you look confused, sad, like you wish you hadn't done this.
I could have talked about so many different things in my knowledge base.
Yeah, the floor has been open
any
the whole
one of us,
time.
Any one of us could have.
So. I could have done the pit wall in this inside of this podcast, which was my plan coming
in here. I could have talked about the state of Broadway and New York theater.
Let's hear it.
Well, that's going to take too long now.
It's hard, you know, because like people are like, oh, I want to listen to your podcast. I'm like, let me make sure I choose which one you will listen to, because if it's one like this, they're going to think it's nothing.
But you
plan nothing.
Plan,
every time I'm on,
you
plan nothing.
You plan the show.
Okay.
You host it. We got a message from Anya that said, Jeff has requested you three by name, me, Pyle, and Marika, to do an episode of the HeadGum Podcast 2 weeks out. So I was thinking, wow, Jeff must have something planned. And I show up here and you just started reading
study hall
a Wikipedia page.
Study hall, man. It was supposed to be a whole thing where we all went around and learned shit. But you guys haven't participated. You're like, I have a wide knowledge base.
I have several facts.
I've learned stuff.
More. Marika's like, I could have done this. I could have waxed about Broadway. Then why didn't you? And how's that on me? I said, let's all share facts. And you didn't.
When did you say that?
I never heard you say, let's
I'm
all
inserting
share
it
facts.
Right now.
At the end.
I said it. That was audio of me saying it. Yeah. Right.
Just making fun of people's voice now.
Top brass.
What, dude?
What? What do you want?
I want you guys to fucking further the progress of this shit. We're shoehorned a branded show.
Broadway theaters that have nothing in them right now.
Empty four wallers. Why are we doing a live show there?
Studio 54 has been empty for months. There's shows closing left and right.
What's happening?
Yeah, I thought Broadway was back, baby.
Yeah, I heard Broadway.
That's
the Great White Way.
That's what they'll say. That's what they said when you walked into the theater for the first time in 2021. But let me tell you, it's not doing well, or most shows aren't doing well.
Why do you think that is, Marika? You go to a lot of shows. What are you seeing out there?
I go to a lot of shows. Hey, look, ticket prices, too high. Mm. Not accessible. Shows oftentimes...
not good?
Sometimes they're not.
Sometimes they're not, and that's why it's okay that this
sometimes
one's going
they're
the
not
way it
good.
Is, right? I mean, we might have to scrap this whole thing. I don't
well,
know.
nobody's paying $200 to see this show.
Not
so,
yet.
And we also haven't like invited. I guess we do invite reviewers every week to review the show. But
yeah, why don't we just do
getting,
a call
like,
to
critically
action,
panned.
There. Guys? Leave some 5-star reviews. We'll start reading them aloud on the show.
Call to action now in the middle of this episode.
I think we should do plugs.
For reviews.
What do you think? How do you think you could save this episode, Jeff? What in your head will turn it all
four
around?
Four different tactics. Yep. I did what I planned. You guys hated it. Brick wall. Ran into it. Nose first.
There's no way that you planned. You planned the study hall. I believe you could have done that.
Yeah,
there's no way that
costume.
You planned that the study hall was just going to be reading Wikipedia articles.
I did, actually.
All right, so you read one
like
Wikipedia
5 minutes before.
Were you gonna read the whole
started?
Paola Carosella.
Yeah. Are you gonna read the whole page or when
I
do we go
to
the next
to.
One?
You guys said you hated it.
Well, you can just skip to the next page.
You wanted to read the
Let's
whole
just do
page?
That. Let's go to another one. Are you just clicking random article? How are you getting these?
Wiki roulette. List of ambassadors of Canada to Germany. Maybe I could immigrate to Canada. Figure that shit out.
Can you?
I don't think I want to. Canada has no diplomatic mission. Sorry. Canada had no diplomatic mission to Germany before the Second World War. Though it had immigration agents in the country as early as 1870.
You don't even like this idea that you wanted to do.
Sometimes,
listening to you
yes.
read this page,
sometimes
you, like,
I do.
You're tired of it.
Plan something that I'm like, oh, this will be bad, and then they'll all laugh and jump down my throat, and people will like that. This is, you know, you're seeing how the sausage gets made a little bit too much, Casey. But
this was one of those times.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just
are you saying
I
we
really
we
think
are not jumping down
so
your
we've
throat.
Done exactly yeah, we're, what you wanted.
Yeah,
to.
We're doing the exact show that you. I guess had planned all along.
I really think that it doesn't matter what I prepare. It matters if I don't bring anything.
True.
But if I bring, like, the Lunch and Learn was a great episode. That was a very thin
it
premise.
Was it?
People liked that one. Somebody commented, if Jeff prepares even a little bit, the show's good. I thought that was a good episode. Better than this one, by the way.
And this is going exactly how you wanted it to, though.
No, I thought it would be like a certain... It, 3-on-1 works because there's joy between the three of you. You guys are islands.
We are miles apart.
Yes. And there's just... I don't... This could have gone well, is my point. I could have done the same thing. And if you guys were in different moods, it would have been better.
Do you have like a song
what
about
do you
rice
think
or something?
From
that
what do you think
is
our
insane.
Effect?
Like,
yeah, it's a lot.
What's that?
What do you think affected
you
our mood, Jeff?
There is,
should like... I? You guys want me to freestyle a rice song?
No.
Well, you don't have to do that.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna.
I'm being gaslit.
I actually have an update.
All right.
I'm gonna see if my cousin can make me a. A page. What is I can't think of what it's called. A page on his
anything.
Website.
Page on
yes,
his website.
Yes, it is.
Who are
Stop
you?
Being. My cousin grows rice and he started selling it. And I'm going to see if he can make a page for the HeadGum podcast so we can send people to go buy his rice.
No, that's good.
Can we that's do awesome. Like a Chamberlain coffee type thing where it's HeadGum podcast rice? Just in bags is fine.
Right.
Rice. And,
as opposed to how else?
I feel crazy just right now. I really feel
just
like this should have been
fine.
Good. Just in bags is fine. That's what I'm saying. Like, and then you just like stick the fucking logo.
That's how they're sold. That's how they're fucking sold
right?
already.
Right. That's what
so
I'm
you just
saying.
Want to rebrand
I'm saying
one of those bags of rice.
Chamberlain
coffee
style. Style
rice.
HeadGum podcast rice. People are searing so and singeing this shit as they would sand.
Yeah, I think they would post on online a lot and like use the songs on TikTok.
Exactly right.
As they post themselves burning rice.
They
I
would.
Think it's a great idea.
Thank you, Casey. You know what I want to do? I want to give a shout out to this guy. He posted it to the Jake and Amir subreddit. He made his own rice parody. It made me really happy. Let me find it.
Wow.
It was really good. He might have deleted it. I'm not seeing it anymore.
You made it up.
No, I didn't.
You had a dream about it.
Burn your... Okay, here we go. This is from /aspiring_enthusiast.
I wake up every evening with a big pile on my plate of rice I will intake. You're still probably working with a seared soy base. I wonder how bad that tastes when you make
it gives you hell by the All American
rice. When you burn your rice,
couldn't tell.
When you eat Almsby, hope you burn your rice. Hope they burn your rice. Now where's that hoisin bottle? Does this rice taste so bland? Yeah. Did you ever soil sand? You never ruin your grains. I've never seen
Jeff
you scald your
this.
Carbs.
Yeah, he really is.
It's really good. He's using all the same words you use every time.
I love it.
I steam rice. And truth be told, I'm
truth
frying.
Truth be told, I'm frying.
Body, hope you burn your rice. Hope you burn your rice. And once again, I'm
damn! What are you guys doing?
Rice, burn your rice. If you eat a flan, what a mighty good flan.
Squeaking
that tastes
so
nice.
Loud.
That's your only food. Better eat it twice. Cause you burn your rice. I hope you burn your rice.
Normal guitar solo.
Who did that again?
That was Reddit user Aspiring Enthusiast.
Great job, Aspiring Enthusiast.
Yeah, shout out.
That was really good.
That's Jake's Instagram hit.
I thought
description,
it was just
right?
Enthusiast.
No.
Top
maybe
brass.
It's inspiring to be that.
Top brass. How do I get in the C-suite?
What?
How do I get in the C-suite? How do I get in the C-suite?
I think first you have to be a salaried employee.
That's an insurmountable goal for me.
Yeah.
Pyle, let's talk about marriage and Red Hook.
Sure.
What are the spots, man? Where do you guys go?
Oh, geez. Let me think. There's a couple nice restaurants around. This place called Stissing House, which is in Pine Plains. There's a French place in Pine Plains, which is also really good. There's we just had some noodles, a place called Yum Yum Noodles, I think. That's in Red Hook. That was good. Rhinebeck's got
yum
spots.
Yum.
It's got a really good falafel place. It's got a really good Indian food place.
Careful.
What?
Plugs. So
careful.
What do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people towards? Let's start with Pyle.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You guys are mad that I'm ending the show. I'm trying to cut you guys loose for your Monday evenings. I'm trying to do something nice for once.
Listen to Pit Wall. Jeff's not on it, so it's like this show.
I'll be on
much
it tomorrow.
Better.
I'll be on it tomorrow. I was on it a week ago. Great episode.
You're on it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Really? We recorded.
Did you watch this race, Jeff?
Yeah.
I will tonight.
You don't have to, but I was just wondering.
You looked
don't
at me while you did that.
Fucking.
I think you should watch it.
I will.
If you're going to do a podcast about.
Also, I don't think he has to watch it.
Yeah, at this
guys
point,
don't argue. I can feel like this is about to get really heated.
No, I don't think it will.
Yeah, I think we're mature adults that can discuss things.
Normally. I think it'd be a kind of a fun angle if Jeff is on and he hasn't watched it and we're telling him about it.
I agree.
But if you want to watch it, you can
follow me on Blue Sky Threads, X/Twitter, Letterboxd, Instagram, TikTok, at Marie Gay Lawn. Buy me a GE ice machine. That's why I have a TikTok account. It's just so I can try and get a Pebble ice machine.
How much do those cost?
$500.
God. To make ice?
Those are really loud, though.
At this point, I don't care. I need nugget ice. I've wanted it for years. And now the girlies on TikTok are just selling their souls for GE Opal ice machines.
Selling
and
their souls.
I want to be that. They're not really. They're just doing ads for them and doing giveaways that I can't win.
Oh
these are like. You can buy like home versions of this. This isn't like the kind
yeah,
you find
man.
In the hallway of a hotel.
No.
Oh, wow.
This is there. Yeah.
I'm going to have to look into this.
Yeah, you are. Cause it's great. Nugget Ice is great. Also just plugging Nugget Ice. And listen to the Pit Wall. And go see a Broadway show if you live in New York. They're cool. Or off-Broadway theater. Who fucking cares? Nothing matters.
Yeah, listen to the Pit Wall. We're all on it. There's always a nice structure to it. We know what we're going to talk about when we start the show all the way to when we finish the show. We have notes. It's always on track.
We were on track today.
On track for what?
A bad episode.
Death.
And I'll end it there. Brutal.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, go ahead. Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.